再次存着感恩的心，在神的面前侍奉神。
Again, with thankful heart, we come and serve our God.
盼望神与我们每一个人同在。
And we wish that God is with each one of us.
我们一个人得救之后
，after one of us, when we're saved,
我们这个人跟神就有了关系。
We have this relationship with God.
那么神知不知道我们的名字呢？
Does God know our names?
圣经告诉我们说，神知道我们每一个人的名字。
The Bible tells us that God knows each of our names.
我们来看约翰福音书的第十章第三节。
Let's read from the book of Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 3.
约翰福音第十章第三节。
John 10, verse 3.
约翰福音第十章第三节
John chapter 10 verse 3
来中英文我们一同来读
Let's read together
看门的就给他开门羊也听他的声音他按着名叫自己的羊把羊领出来所以在神那里我们的名字比什么都重要
So to God, our names are more important than anything else.
我们的名字若不在生命册上
If our name is not in the book of life
我们就要接受第二次的死
Then we face a second death
我们来看启示录的第二十章的第十五节
Let us turn to the book of Revelation
启示录第二十章十五节
Revelation 20 verse 15
所以我们的名字在神那里是非常的重要
So it is important for our names to be known to God.
来，我们一同来读十五节。若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。所以，若是你的名字不在神的生命册上，那将来就会被扔在火湖里。
So if your name is not in the book of life, in future you will go be thrown into the lake of fire.
我们的神不愿意人都被扔在火湖里。
Our God does not want anyone to be thrown into the lake of fire.
所以神要来拯救人。
That's why God came to save us.
所以刚才我们读的约翰福音十章第三节。
That's why in John chapter 10 verse 3,
他按着名字叫自己的羊。
He calls his own sheep by name.
把羊领出来。
And to lead them out.
从哪里把我们领出来呢
？And where does he lead us out from?
从世界里。
From the world.
神从世界里把我们领出来。
God lead us out of the world.
从黑暗的权势里领出来。
From the dark dominions.
归向光明。
To turn us into light.
主耶稣就是那光。
Jesus is that light.
约翰福音书也说了，那光就是真光。
And in John, we also know that the true light is Jesus.
照亮一切生在世上的人。
And gives light to everyone that's coming into the world.
神把羊领出来之后
When God leads the sheep out,
他就不管了他们吗？他不把他们丢在外面吗？
Did he just abandon them and leave them out there?
不是的。
No.
圣经告诉我们，主是好牧人。
The Bible tells us that God is a good shepherd.
主耶稣在我们前面引导我们。
Our Lord Jesus leads us in front of us.
大卫怎么说的呢？
And what does David say?
大卫在诗篇二十三篇说。
And King David said in Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I lack nothing.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside quiet waters.
我们看到我们跟神的关系了吗？
Do we see our relationship with God?
神是我的牧者。
God is our shepherd.
我们一接受主之后，
When we believe in Him,
我们跟主的关系是很直接的了。
Our relationship with Him is direct.
很密切的。
It's intimate.
主使我们的灵魂苏醒之后，
And when He revives our soul,
他为他自己的名引导我们走义路。
And he leads us, according to his name in this path of righteousness.
他的名是真实的。
His name is true.
神说话算数。
God is, keeping his promises.
不像人。
Unlike man.
今天说一种话，明天又变了。
Man will say something today, tomorrow it will change.
常常在变。
It's changing all the time.
就是说人说的话都不真实。
It is that human words are not truthful.
只有神才是最真实的。
Only God is truthful.
他的应许一定会兑现的。
And his promises will be kept.
因为他就是那位真实的。
Because he is the one true God.
我说话你可以不信。
What lay pastor New is saying, you can choose not to believe in him.
因为是人的话。
Because it's man's words.
人的话最不可靠。
Men's words are not trustworthy.
但讲圣经的话。
But when we talk about the words from the Bible,
是神给人的话。
It is from God.
那我们就要信了。
Then we need to believe.
保罗在哥林多前书也说了。
Paul also said this in the First Corinthians.
他说，人智慧的言语不能救人。
The wisdom of man cannot save.
不能给人永生。
It cannot give eternal life.
唯有传讲十字架的道理。才能救人。
Only the truth of the cross can that save people.
十字架的道理是什么呢？
So what is this truth of the cross?
就是神的儿子主耶稣基督来到地上。
That is that the God's Son Jesus Christ came down to earth.
像我们一样过人间的生活。
And lived as a human being like us.
前三十年他在木匠的家里做木匠工。
In the first 30 years, he lived as a carpenter.
一边工作一边学习旧约圣经。
And when he was working, he's also learning the Old Testament.
所以主耶稣在12岁的时候，
That's when Jesus, when he was 12,
他就能够在圣殿里跟文士一起商讨圣经。
He was able to talk to all the scribes and teachers in the Holy Temple about the Bible.
然后他在地上最后的三年出来传道。
And in his last 3 years on earth, he came and started preaching.
传讲天国的福音。
To preach the gospel of heaven.
叫人悔改归信真神。
To turn people to repent, to call them to repent and believe in the true God.
并且他在地上是服侍人。
And on earth he was serving others.
不受人的服侍。
Not receiving service from others.
医病赶鬼拯救世人是主耶稣天天做的工作。
So to heal, to cast out demons, and to save the world, the people, that his ministry on earth.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣传福音的时候没有时间吃饭。
And the Bible tells us that for Jesus, when he was serving, he didn't even have time to have proper meals.
我们的神是蛮有怜悯的神。
Our God is a merciful God.
亲爱的慕道朋友们。
And dear friends who are listening to this.
我们的神是怜悯人的神。
Our God is a merciful God.
等一下散会后你可以找一个弟兄或姐妹来问他。
Later on after the service, you may ask one of our brothers or sisters.
你问他你是不是比别人好以致神差派他的儿子从天上降下来拯救你呢？
You can ask one of them and say, is it because you are better than everyone else that God sent his son to save you?
你的答案是什么？
What would your answer be?
你说这一切都是神的恩典。
You will actually answer that it's because of God's grace.
是神的怜悯拯救了我。
And God's mercy that has saved me.
我没有什么可夸的。
I have nothing to boast about.
正如保罗所说。
Just like Paul has said.
当夸口的，应当指的主耶稣的十字架夸口。
When you boast only about the cross of Jesus Christ.
人所有的都是败坏的。
All that man has is going to decay and
我们在神的眼里都是罪人。
And in God's eyes, we are all sinners.
不管你是圣人，是贤人。
Whether you are a saint or wise person,
是君子还是小人。
Or a noble person or a scoundrel.
通通都一样。
It's all the same.
都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
都需要在主的面前认罪悔改。
And we all need to repent in front of God.
都需要神的拯救。
We all need God's salvation.
若不是主耶稣的怜悯我们，
If it's not because of Jesus' mercy,
我们连认罪悔改的机会都没有。
We don't even have a chance for repentance.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
神怎样怜悯人呢？
So how does God have mercy, show mercy on people, to people?
就是神主动来寻找人。
He did this by coming to search people.
当人的先祖犯罪违背神之后，
When our forefathers, when they sinned and disobeyed God,
他们跟神的关系如何呢？
What happened to that relationship with God?
他们就害怕看见神。
They became fearful and dared not to meet or see God.
躲藏起来。
They hid themselves.
神就在伊甸园里呼唤那人。
So God called to people when in the Garden of Eden.
对他说，
and called
up to him,
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
今天神要借着圣经，就是神的话。
So today through the Bible, which is God's word,
仍然要寻找人。
God is continuing to search for people.
使人有机会认罪悔改，归向他。
So that we may have a chance to repent and come to know Him.
使人有机会可以听到他的福音。
So for people to be able to hear the gospel.
当我们意识到自己是失丧者的时候，
When we realize that we are the lost,
我们就可以向神呼喊。
Then we can call out to God.
我们说，主啊，求你救我。
We can call out to Him, Lord, save us.
我们要伸出那信心的手来接受主的救恩。
We need to reach our hands in faithfulness, in faith, and to receive that salvation from Jesus.
并且相信主耶稣是为我们被钉在十字架上。
And to believe that Jesus died for us up on the cross.
他的宝血是洗净我们一切的罪污过犯。
And His precious blood has cleansed of all of our sins and uncleanness.
这样圣灵重生了我们。
Through that, the Holy Spirit will give us a rebirth.
能使我们又回到神的面前。
That we may return and come in front of God.
我们的名字就被记在生命册上了。
And then our name will be recorded in the book of life.
我们全家也是因着神的怜悯才有机会认罪悔改归向神的。
So my whole family is also because of God's mercy had that opportunity to come and repent and know God.
一切都是神的怜悯。
It's through God's mercy.
我们哪里配得神的救恩呢？
So what makes us worthy of God's salvation?
所以我们当指着主的十字架夸口。
Therefore, we can only boast in the cross of Jesus.
只有神是真实的。
Only God is true.
他要以他真实的名引导我们走义路。
And because of His truthful name, He's going to lead us in this path of righteousness.
我们每一个人都是以他的名被引导走这条义路。
So each one of us, we are because of His name that we are led down this path of righteousness.
这个义路就是成圣的道路。
So this path of righteousness is the way to become holy.
当我们的灵魂苏醒之后，
And when our spirit and soul are revived,
就是说我们的灵得救了，
that our spirit, we have been saved,
重生了，
and we are reborn again.
那么我们的魂呢？
What happens to our soul?
我们的魂不断地在更新，
Our soul will continue to be renewed,
在经历救恩，
to experience that salvation.
一天新是一天，
and day renew day by day.
天天在追求认识神的过程中，
and in this process of coming to know God,
我们遵守神的话，天天脱去旧人。
We abide to God's word. We get rid of our old self.
基督徒要先脱去旧人。
So Christians, we need to get rid of our old self.
然后才可以穿上新人。
Then only can we put on the new person.
旧人的脾气天天要不要对付呢？
So for example, our tempers, do we need to actually work on that every day?
要。
We do.
有人问我，
So somebody asked Pastor New,
你的脾气那么好吗？
Are you such a good tempered person?
我说脾气不好。
No, I would say no, I'm not that good tempered.
所以才需要主。
And that's why I need the Lord.
我们的旧人口出狂言。
And we were boasting or when we were arrogant.
要不要对付呢？
Do we need to work on that?
要。
We do.
污秽咒骂的话都要一样一样的对付。
And any unclean words coming out of us, any cursing coming out of us, we need to face that one by one.
穿上新人的样式。
To put on the new person.
要有主的形象。
To become like the image of God.
要有圣灵的充满，结出圣灵的果子来。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit and to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以灵得救之后。
So when our spirit has been saved,
就是因信称义之后。
After that we've been saved by faith through righteousness through faith.
我们每一个人就要在圣灵的引导下，走在这个成圣的道路上。
Through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll walk on this path of righteousness and to holiness.
当我们走在这个成圣的道路上的时候，就有耶稣，我们的好牧者，在前面引导我们。
So when walking on this path down to holiness,God, Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, will be leading us.
因为他要以他的名引导我们走义路。
Because he will lead us by his name. And
又因为我们的神很小心地看顾我们每一位。
And because God has been careful in caring for each one of us.
所以我们每一个信徒经历神的带领是很独特的。
So each one of us, when we experience, we actually have that unique experience with him.
这个概念在旧约圣经里面我们都可以看到。
And we can see that through the Old Testament.
旧约圣经里面我们常听到说神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
So in the Old Testament, we've heard often that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们在旧约圣经里面就可以发现神是约瑟的神，也是大卫的神。
We also know that in the Old Testament, that God is the God of Joseph. God is also the God of King David.
所以我们看见神是个人的神。
So we know that God is a personal God.
但是神只有一位。
God, there's only one God.
神也是保罗的神。
God is also the God of Paul.
也是约翰、彼得的神。
And God of John and Peter.
也是你的神，也是我的神。
Also your God and my God.
所以我们每一个基督徒跟神的关系是非常密切的。
So each of us, when this relationship we have God is intimate.
是非常个人性的
and very personal.
而且每一个基督徒对神的侍奉也是非常个人性的
and each one of our ministry when we serve God is also very personalized.
但个人的得救和追求
but each of our individual experience and salvation
和在主里的侍奉
and also our ministry within in the Lord.
不要以为是为着自己
Don't think of it as it's for yourself, for your own personal sake.
乃是为着教会。
But it is for the church.
为着建立教会。
To build up the church.
所以我们每一个人成为主的儿女之后。
So when each one of us, when we become children of God.
我们都必须进入神的家中。
We need to come to the household of God.
就是神的教会。
So that is the church.
跟其他的主内弟兄姐妹一起配搭侍奉。
To work and serve with other brothers and sisters.
侍奉神是神拣选人的目的。
Serving God is the sole purpose that God has chosen us.
假如神的儿女不来侍奉神。
If God's children do not come to serve him.
这就证明他还不明白神救人的目的。
Then it proves that you still do not understand why God saved you.
神拯救人，给人永生。
God saved people to give us that eternal life.
赐人永生做什么呢
？Why does God give us eternal life?
就是要我们永永远远活着侍奉神。
He wants us to live forever and to serve Him.
我们看看我们自己。
Let us look at examine ourselves.
我们生在这个世上，从小到大。
In this world, when we grow up,
我们从不会。做任何事情，慢慢学习。
From knowing nothing, can't do anything, we start to learn.
我们在时间里
，in time,
受经验
，we experience and get trained.
随着年岁的增长
，and as we grow older,
我们都变得熟练通达了。
We become mature and have understanding.
属灵生命也是一样。
That's the same for our spiritual life.
我们要在教会里面学习侍奉。
In the church, we need to learn to serve.
早在圣经旧约摩西五经就已经说到了。
So in the Pentateuch, which is the Moses, the five books of Moses in the Old Testament.
那里说神向以色列人要什么呢？
It says, what does God require of the Israelites?
神向以色列人要什么呢？
So what does God ask of the Israel people?
我们来看生命记的第十章十二节。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12.
生命记旧约圣经生命记第十章十二节。
So Deuteronomy 10:12.
生命记第十章十二节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12.
好，我们一同来读。
Let us read together.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
其
实这一节经文有些弟兄姐妹会唱。
I believe some of our brothers and sisters can sing this verse.
这是中国调的。
It's a Chinese tune.
有时候我们在开长子会的时候也会唱这首诗。
And sometimes when we have the elders and deacons and board meeting, we actually sing this hymn.
以帮助提醒我们神的话。
To remind us that of God's word.
神要我们来侍奉神。
God wants us to come and serve Him.
神拯救我们的目的就是要我们来侍奉神。
God's purpose for saving us is to serve Him.
神要以色列人在什么地方侍奉神呢？
Where does God want the Israel people to serve him?
在旧约圣经里面我们可以看到三个地方。
So in the Old Testament we can see there are three places.
到会幕里去侍奉神。
To enter into the tabernacle.
在会所里侍奉神。
In the assembly of the people.
在圣殿里侍奉神。
And also in the holy temple.
这 三处侍奉神的地方都预表到神的教会。
So all these three places actually signify or it's a representation of God's church.
Yes. 所以神拯救人的目的要人在圣殿里神的教会里侍奉神。
So God's purpose for saving people is for people to serve in the holy temple, which is God's church.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第一章二十三节说：“教会是基督的身体。”
So, Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, it says that we are the church is the
基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
好，我们来看以弗所书的第一章二十三节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
以弗所书第一章二十三节。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
第一章二十三节。
Ephesians 1:23.
一起来。
Together,
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。所以教会是基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
所以教会的侍奉也就是基督身体的侍奉。
So the serving in the church is a service in the body of Christ.
就像我们身体的各部分有不同的功能。
Just like each of our body parts have different functions.
我们众人在基督里组成一个身体。
And everyone has formed the church or the body of Christ.
彼此连接，息息相关。
We are connected each other and related to each other.
我们再翻到罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to another verse, Romans chapter 12.
我们读第四、第五节。
We'll read verse 4 and verse 5.
罗马书第十二章。
So Romans chapter 12, 4 and 5.
好，请大家一同来读。
Okay.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体， 肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。所以要知道，我们每一个信了基督的人，不只看见自己是一个基督徒。
So we need to know this. For all Christians, we do not just see ourselves as a single out Christian.
我们要也要看到自己也是身体上的什么？身体上的肢体。
So we also need to see ourselves as the body, a member of the body of Christ.
是身体的一份子。
It's part of your members of the body.
而不是整体。
Not the full body.
是基督身体的一小部分。
We are only a small part of this body of Christ.
当我们明白神的教会就是基督的身体。
And when we have this understanding that we are a member of the body of Christ.
而我们每一个人只不过是身体上的肢体。
And we are only a small part of this body.
那么肢体就应当连于身体。
Then we know that body parts are supposed to be connected, linked to the body.
那么肢体跟肢体之间是互相配搭的。
And between the body members, we need to work with each other.
彼此相顾。
To care for each other.
这是基督身体的原则。
And this is the principle of the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个人个体的生活。
So when we have our individual life,
我们的生活，我们的工作
，our lives and our daily lives and our work，
我们属灵的追求和侍奉
，and our pursuit of our spiritual life and our service，
虽然是个人的
，even though it's very individualized，
却是与身体有关系
，but it is linked， it has a direct relationship of works on with the body of Christ，
是个群体性的
，it's a group thing。
我们信主之后，我们不可以像以前一样的。
So when we have believed in God, we shouldn't be like when we were before.
自己要怎么样就怎么样。
You know, we do as we please. We just do what we want to do.
要怎么说就怎么说。
You know, we speak how we like it.
从前喜欢骂人。
For example, if we like to scold people.
喜欢跟人争吵。
We always get in arguments with people.
现在不可以了。
Now, if youbecome a Christian, you cannot do that.
因为以前是没有什么约束的。
For before you have no, nothing restraining you from doing so.
所以自己随己意，要做什么就做什么。
So you follow only your own will, you just do whatever you pleases you.
但是现在信主之后呢，有圣灵的内住。
But now you've come to know God, you have the Holy Spirit within you.
圣灵在我们心里面做约束的工作。
Holy Spirit will restrain you from doing the work.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们信主之后要随灵行事。
So the Bible tells us that when we've come to know God, we need to work. We need to do things according to the Holy Spirit.
我们要随着圣灵的引导。
We need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
作为肢体的我们。
And be a member of this body.
每当做任何事情的时候，我们都要以身体为本位。
We need to take in consideration of the body first.
总是要想到身体。
Always think of the body first.
有一位牧师曾经这样子说过。
So there's a pastor who once said this.
他说，虽然我的手做事。
Even though my hands are working.
但不是我的手做事。
But it's not really my hand that's working.
乃是我的身体做事。
But it is of my body working.
虽然我的脚行走。
Even though my legs are walking,
但不是我的脚行走。
But it's not just the legs walking.
乃是我的身体行走。
It's a whole body walking.
所以肢体的行动是以身体为本位。
So the body members, when they are moving, this movement is actually as a whole body moving together.
肢体所要做的都是为身体做的。
So all the each body parts members, all the things they do is for the body.
所以肢体的侍奉。
So the service of the members of the body,
应当是助长与身体。
It should be helping the body, the whole body.
若不是，就一概不做。
If it's not that way, then you shouldn't be doing anything.
所以我们一定要认识到教会是个身体。
Therefore, we need to recognize that the church is a whole body.
每一个肢体的侍奉都是在建造教会。
And each member's service is building up the church.
无论是哪一种侍奉
，No matter what sort of service it is，
都是在操练肢体为服侍别人。
It is training all the body parts to serve others.
在爱中建立自己。
And to build, in love.
开车接送人
，For example, if you're driving and transporting people，
做堂务的工作
if, ，Even if you're doing the toilet, vacuuming，
厨房的工作
，Kitchen services，
庭园的工作
，Gardening，
打字的工作
，Typing，
这些都是在操练自己。
So all that is training yourself，
在爱中建立自己
，To build yourself。In love.
来，我们来看这一节经文，是在以弗所书的第四章第六节。
Okay, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16.
以弗所书第四章十六节。
Okay, Ephesians 4:16.
以弗所书的第四章十六节。
So Ephesians 4:16.
来，我们一同来读这一节经文。
Let's read together.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。所以我们在教会里面的侍奉
，So the service that we do in the church，
是在建立爱神、爱人的基础上而做的。
Is based on the concept of loving God and loving others.
我们人的肢体，我们人的身体
，so our body parts
是由神所计划、所创造的，对不对
？Is designed and created by God, isn't it?
当神创造的是一个完整的身体
，but when God created, designed a complete body.
所以身体上的每一个肢体都是重要的。
So each body parts are important.
都有功用的。
Have their own functions.
没有一个肢体敢向神挑战说我不重要。
No body part dare to challenge God and say I'm not important.
所以我就不用给身体效劳。
So that I don't need to serve the body.
我就不参与身体的行动。
And I don't want to partake in anyActions of the body.
我就不服从身体的支配。
I don't want to follow the command of the body.
若有这样的肢体
，If you have a body part like that,
自己会受亏损。
You only bring harm to yourself.
得不到神的祝福。
You won't receive blessing from God.
当然也会影响到身体。
And that also affects the whole body.
所以神的教会也会受到亏损。
Therefore, the Church of God will suffer.
假如我们要将我们的身体从这里搬到外面去
，For example, if you want to move our body from here to say outside，
我们的身子要动
，The whole body needs to move，
身体上的各肢体都要动
，All of our body parts need to move，
我们的脑要发号施令
，The brain gives command，
我们的眼睛、我们的手、我们的脚和各个肢体。都要一起动，对不对
？So our eyes, our hands, our legs, they need to coordinate and move together, isn't it?
甚至我们的心跳都会加速。
Even our heartbeat will increase.
当我们人到了目的地之后呢
？And when we reach our destination,
我们身体上的任何一个肢体都不可以这样说。
And no body part can say this.
手不应当说，哦，这是我所做的。
Hands shouldn't say, "Yeah, I did this all by myself."
脚也不应当说是脚做成的。
The leg shouldn't boast that I did, you know, I moved the body here.
身体从这边搬到外面去。
So when you move your body from here, say to outside,
完全是靠众肢体的配合顺服而达成的工作。
It's done so by the coordination of the whole body parts.
也不能说只是眼睛和脚的功劳而已。
You cannot say that it's only because of the eyes and legs doing all the job.
而忽略或者轻视了手和其他的肢体。
and then ignore what the hands and all the other body parts has contributed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因为耶稣基督是教会的头,
because Jesus is the head of the church,
教会的侍奉是每一个肢体联合的合适。
So the service in the church requires all the working together, all the body parts working together.
并且连于元首基督的侍奉。
And that we are united in the head, which is Christ, in servicing.
而不是分派别的侍奉。
We are not going to do things separately and become factions.
神造每一个人都有他独特的一面。
God created everyone with his own unique purpose.
所以神给我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
And therefore, God gave us different gifts.
因为这些恩赐是来自神的。
For all these gifts are from God.
神又把我们每一个人放在教会里面。
God also placed each one of us in a church.
就是要把我们的个人的恩赐奉献给回神用。
So that we can dedicate our gifts to become can be used by God.
也就是说，来服侍教会。
That is to serve the church.
使教会受益。
That the church may benefit.
我们来看一处经文。
Let's read another verse.
在哥林多前书的十四章十二节。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 12.
哥林多前书十四章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 12.
哥林多前书十四章十二节。
So, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12.
好，一起来。你们也是如此，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。恩赐是用来服侍教会的。
So the spiritual gifts are used to build up the church.
使徒彼得也说过
Apostle Paul also said this.
恩赐是用来服侍身体的。
The spiritual gift are to serve the body.
而不是给个人自己享用的。
Not to benefit for just for your own sake.
这就好比鼻子闻味道。
It's almost like saying that when the nose smells something good.
当我们闻到好吃的香味的时候。
When we smell some delicious food.
但是我们的鼻子不能够吃东西，对不对？
But your nose cannot eat it, can it?
是由口来吃。
The eating is through our mouth.
所以鼻子的特点是闻味。
So the function of the nose is to smell a good smell.
而口的特点是吃。
And our mouth is for eating.
是使肚腹饱足。
So that the stomach and the whole body can be full.
所以鼻子口都是在服侍身体。
So the nose and the mouth they are working for the body.
所以每一个肢体都有它不同的特点。
So all the body parts have their own unique characteristics.
也就是说不同的恩赐。
So we can say that it's a different spiritual gifts.
但都是用来服侍身体的。
But this is all used for to serve the body.
想要做一个恩赐的好管家。
If you want to be a good steward for those spirits, fruits,
就得要以恩赐服侍身体。
Then you need to use those gifts to serve the body.
这是彼得说的。我们来看彼得前书第四章的第十节。
Okay, so let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
彼得前书第四章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
彼得前书第四章第十节，一起来。
First Peter 4:10.
Yeah, 一起来。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。这里说彼此服侍。
Here it says to serve each other.
也意识到肢体和肢体之间是互相需要的。
It also recognized that body parts.Do need each other.
有些肢体会以为自己的功用太微小了。
Some body parts may think, okay, my function is so insignificant, so small.
就小看自己。
And you look down on yourselves.
以为在教会没有用处。
You may think that I have no purpose in this church. I don't really serve any purpose.
那你就错了。
Then you are wrong.
只要你是一个肢体。
As long as you are a member or part of the body.
是身体的一份子。
Part of a body.
你就有特殊的功用在身体上。
Then you have a special function for the body.
并且别的肢体不可以代替你的。
And that you are irreplaceable.
所以不要轻看你的功用。
So don't look down on yourself.
无论你小到不可再小的地步。
No matter how small you think you are.
他仍是有他特殊的功用。
You still have your unique function.
这是不可否认的。
You cannot deny that.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
有一件至关重要，是教会不可缺少的一件事。
There is one most important thing that cannot be lacking from the church.
就是祷告。
That is prayer.
为神家的一切事祷告。
To pray for all things within the household of God.
为肢体之间的关系祷告。
To pray for the relationship between members,
为肢体的需要祷告
and the needs of the members of church.
为有需要、有病痛、有软弱的祷告
For example, people who are sick and who are weak.
为教会蒙福受益祷告
To pray for the blessings of the church.
我们要从祷告开始
So start, begin from prayer.
来复兴教会
To revive the church.
兴起更多愿意为主侍奉的肢体来。
To raise up more members who are willing to serve the church.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。
All of us who have become a body within Christ.
互相联络做肢体。
We are connected as body members.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
是因为你怜悯我们
，Because of your mercy，
你拯救我们
，You've saved us。
你按着名字把每一个人都叫出来
，You call each of us by name，
把我们放在你的教会里面
，And you've placed us in your church。
主啊，我们今天能够聚集在一起
，Lord， we are able to be gathered here today。
一切都是主你的恩典，你的怜悯。
It's because of your grace and of your loving mercy.
我们每一个人都成为身体上的一个肢体。
We are all members of the body.
我们在教会里面学习配搭侍奉你。
And we learn to serve within this church to serve you.
我们学习服侍别人。
We learn to serve others.
我们在这里是要建立你的教会。
We are here to build your church up.
我们自己却要在这个过程中也要建立自己。
Through this process, we are also building ourselves up.
在爱中建立自己。
To build ourselves up in love.
成为主合用的器皿。
To become vessels worthy of your usage.
求神帮助感动我们在这里的每一位。
Lord, we ask you to bless and help each one of us.
盼望我们都能够成为一个能够以肢体彼此配搭。
That we can serve as body members, body parts to work together.
每次都想到身体的需要。
Think of the needs of the body.
求神光照我们。
Lord, shed this light in us.
谢谢主听我们的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.